You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mā Tiki Mai Aotearoa is the independent working group on constitutional transformation set up by the Iwi Chairs Forum in 2010. In 2016, the group released a report that outlined key recommendations as to how New Zealand's constitution could be transformed to properly reflect Indigenous rights and perfect the partnership between tangata whenua and the Crown. This year, in the week leading up to Waitangi Day, Mā Tiki Mai gathered at a constitutional convention online aimed at building upon the recommendations set out in the 2016 report. The hui was initially planned to take place at Waitangi. However, due to concerns around the community case of COVID-19 in Northland at the time, the event moved online with over 120 people participating. The terms of reference given to Mā Tiki Mai Aotearoa for the report and the convention recently were, quote, to develop and implement a model for an inclusive constitution for Aotearoa based on tikanga and kawa, he whakaputanga o te rangatiratanga or Ngū Tereni of 1835, which is the Declaration of Independence, Te Tiriti o Waitangi of 1840, and other Indigenous human rights instruments which enjoy a wide degree of international recognition, unquote. Mā Tiki Mai has highlighted throughout their work that a core issue with New Zealand's constitution as it stands today is that it is unwritten. What this means is that we have a number of separate standalone documents, such as those I have just mentioned, that make up our constitution and are not always properly recognised. Formalising a single constitutional document in New Zealand could give greater recognition to the partnership between tangata whenua and the Crown that is set out in Te Tiriti and the self-determination and independence sought and deserved by Māori under the Declaration of Independence. Constitutional transformation to me seems like a massive topic. I have spent quite a bit of time at university researching it and the ways it can be achieved, but it still feels complex. I spoke to Professor Margaret Mutu, Ngāti Kahu Te Rarawa Ngāti Whātua, who is part of Mā Tiki Mai Aotearoa. She spoke to give me a better understanding of the constitution of the constitutional convention held earlier this month and the move towards constitutional transformation. Here is Margaret. Last week, the Mā Tiki Mai Constitutional Convention was held. What was the purpose of this hui? How did it come to be?
All right, so in 2016, Mā Tiki Mai Aotearoa, which is the independent working group on constitutional transformation, that group wrote a report and it was released with the approval of National EU Chairs Forum, who had set Mā Tiki Mai Aotearoa up, and the people at Waitangi, because we take it to the forum tent at Waitangi and they approved it as well. So, and one of the recommendations in that report on how we could transform the current constitutional arrangements into something that would reflect He Hakaputanga, o Te Rangatiratanga o Ngū Tereni, the 1835 Declaration of Independence, and Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So we'd gone around the country, held more than 300 hui, in the end it was more than 400 hui, asking the people what should be done. We came out with a report of what they had told us, and then the recommendations included one recommendation that after 5 years, in 2021, we should call a Māori Constitutional Convention. And the purpose of the Māori Constitutional Convention was to see where the conversations about constitutional transformation had got to, whether we had been right in what we listed as being the values that underpin Māori thinking and the Māori world, and whether we should be heading in the direction